what are some of your memories of moving to Las Vegas? If you go back to the beginning, early 80s, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are some of those early memories, and what are some of the major changes you've seen, especially in that core black area of our city?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, when I first came to Las Vegas, having lived in Chicago and in some of the major cities, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said I thought I had stepped back into a time warp, because when I rode through the areas, and it really, you know, weighed heavy on me, because having lived in Mississippi and seen poverty and grew up during the era, the civil rights era, there was a lot of poverty that I saw growing up in that state. And when I saw what was happening here, it was almost reminiscent of where I had grown up and what I had seen and what transpired in the state of Mississippi. And so my heart just went out to the people and the communities, because they didn't have the child care development centers, they didn't have the business incubators, they didn't have the nice streets and the nice roads that now riding up and down Martin Luther King you see. They didn't have all of the redevelopment and the nice areas and the stores and places that they could frequent. What I saw was a lot of despair and a lot of things that had gone lacking. The community, like I said, the housing, they didn't have the housing, the proper housing, the streets, the schools, and so forth. And so my heart went out to the community and to the people in that area. And I used to ride through that area sometimes, and I would just cry because it did remind me of where I came from, and I had a care and a concern for the people. And so when I got into government and was able to bring in the grant monies and make a change and make a difference, that's where my heart was into, you know, what can we do to fix these things and create a better venue for the people who are living in these different areas. And so I've seen a lot of change over the years, over the last 20-some years. We went from the blighted community and a dismal type of situation to nice streets and housing, you know, grocery stores that are in the area now. We have the facilities, the incubators. We have the, you know, the FBI building and the McDonald's and the Wendy's. And you've seen all this that has transpired in the area. And so I'm just real happy to see the development that has occurred and the changes that has occurred. And, of course, you know, it's not just one person. It's been a series of politicians and individuals like Frank Hawkins when he was on the city council. His heart was into that community, and he pushed forth a lot of projects and a lot of the housing that you see, the senior centers and the senior buildings and the housing for the seniors. That's his forte as a developer, and I'm really happy to see all of that occurring. The Ricky Barlows of the world, who's in office now, grew up in that area, wanted to make a difference and see change, and he's a major thrust behind a lot of the changes that have gone forth. And like I said, you know, when I worked in the area, in the grants area, the partnering or the collaboration of the city and the county working together to build the facilities and to identify the needs and bringing in the grant monies to do, you know, make whatever difference we can make at the time. And so I'm real happy to see the progress right now.